is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the big noise, have a say, joined by the sneezing good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We got a crown of champ tonight in Glendale, Arizona. Ladies first, and it was a marvelous game between the Iowa Hawkeyes, and congrats to South Carolina cutting down the nets in that exercise tonight. The guys have center stage as UConn goes toe-to-toe with Purdue in a battle of the bigs. Zach Edey versus Donovan Clingan. It's the matchup, honestly, we all wanted to see outside of rooting for your respective club. But we're going to get to some of those props here in just a second, but we might dabble in other areas. Let's hop aboard with tickets in hand. The Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy, on this Manic Monday. Your favorite plus 100 odds or greater wager across the spectrum of sports books. Good man, what is it?
Brad, let's go here. Pop quiz hot shot. Pop quiz hot shot. You ready? Ready?
I'm in.
All right, yeah. Brad. Who led the league last year in stolen bases in Major League Baseball?
Acuña Matata?
That is correct. Ronald Acuña Jr. With a total of 73. Do you know how many stolen bases said Acuña Matata has so far this season?
I am going to venture a guess and say half dozen. Six.
One.
What? Get out of here. Start running.
One. And you know who he's playing tonight, Brad?
Who's he playing tonight?
He's playing the New York Mets, who have allowed the most stolen bases this season at 17 so far this season. The Mets are just giving away free bags left and right. So, Ronald Acuña Jr., give me a stolen base tonight at plus 195. Obviously a low number because the odds makers do know his propensity to try to swipe a bag based especially on last season, knowing the speed that he has. But that's a pretty tasty odd. Folks, last season, by the time we were getting into July and August, his stolen base prop would be plus odds, but it was down to like 110, 105. 115 early season right now. I think we're getting value. And here's the thing. You're getting this series starting off against the Mets. I'll tell you right now, because Brad and I are not going to be back with you here on the podcast again until Friday. I'm going to bet Acuña in every game against the Mets in this series because of how many stolen bases. Like I said, 17 is what the Mets pitching staff has allowed so far this season.
Man, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you. I did not realize all those wonderful stats you just laid out and that current trend, and it is going to be thy friend. So I'm in! I'm going to back you as well. Ronald Acuña stolen base plus 195 available there at DraftKings. Let's go to the national championship matchup down to the Grand Canyon State in Glendale, Arizona. And I see the final regulation, so take overtime out of the equation. Total in this game between these two squads combined is going to fall within the range or that band of 141 to 150. You can grab that right now at plus 270. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. Why am I high on this? Well, every single advanced analytics site, because I'm a numbers nerd, is projecting this total will be anywhere between 141 all the way up to like 146. I'll be giving the background. Haslametrics, 72-70 UConn, that's 142. Evan Maya, 74-69. Nice. UConn at 143. Elsewhere, Bart Torvik, 73-71. UConn, that's 144. And Ken Pom is the highest that I have seen at 75-72 Huskies. And that is 147. That still falls within this range comfortably. Now, there's always wild and wacky stuff. There's a lot of X factors that go on this game. How tightly called is it going to be played? Are the free throws going to mount up? Are guys going to have out of mind, out of body experiences from way downtown? But I think this game is going to be fairly close. If I'm, just wager on the standard line, I think 6.5 points. Too many for UConn. I think the value is on the side of Purdue. I think they'll score that cover. I think the Huskies win this thing, but it's going to finish somewhere in the low 70s. So final regulation total in national title land tonight, plus 270 available there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on this eclipse day, and hopefully we're not going to stare in the sun and go blind, but I kind of feel that way when I'm betting on Spencer Turnbull, a pitcher who has taken on the St. Louis Cardinals, but give me the over on 4.5 Ks on lighter juice. That's minus 105 there at BetMGM. Turnbull's already looked pretty good so far this season. His first start of the year, he had 5 innings pitch, and he had 7 punch-outs against the Cincinnati Reds with an outstanding 19.3 called strike percentage, well above his usual career norm. So hopefully the good times going to keep on rolling there. He did face the Cardinals last season and only a handful of starts. That was one of the opponents. And in St. Louis, where he is going to be tonight, here the Budweiser in this category. He only went 4 2/3 innings, but he struck out 6 overall at a 6.97 K per nine. In 2023, the Cardinals swinging and a missing early and often so far in the young year. Number 7 in terms of highest strikeout percentage in Major League Baseball, punching out on 25.3% of their plate appearances. So knowing the history, knowing the trend with the Cardinals, and knowing, too, the recency bias is a hell of a drug. 7 strikeouts in his first rotation turn of the season. Give me the over. Spencer Turnbull, all I need are 5 Ks in the land of brews. Minus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
You smack him right over the arch tonight. I'm in a good mood. And Brad, oh. I do actually, I plan to just stare blindly into the sun.
Listen to Bono. Bono warns you, don't stare at the sun.
Well, except I can't help myself. But then again, you know, I kind of do that on a typical day, just one where there is actually an eclipse. Although there's going to be like clouds everywhere, like the weather.
Not here. It's clear as well in Central Illinois.
Oh, so you're going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
So you're going to stare at it.
I got glasses, man.
Are you doing the thing? Are you doing the thing like we did with the kids where you?
No, bro. I got cool shades, man.
Those are nice. You remember when we used to punch the hole in the piece of paper and then you'd hold it over the? Did you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah, you could do that.
I don't know. Turnbull over, sure. I'm just more fascinated by the idea of you just staring into the sun because I already know what's going on inside your brain and I just want to know what that would cause.
Blindness is what's going to cause, but not with Turnbull. Give me the over on 4.5 strikeouts.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade Five podcast, the State of the Diamond. And let's go to Lundy's neck of the woods there in the Mile High City at Coors Field. The Arizona Diamondbacks coming to town and taking on the Colorado Pebbles. So all this SGP, give me Ketel Marte. All I need is a run scored. That is it. And Arizona to score the victory there on the money line. You put those two legs together. Look at that sexy juice plus 110 at BetMGM. Why is it sexy? Who's on the mound for Colorado night? Oh, it's Lundy's buddy, Mr. Kyle Freeland, who has been god-awful, to say the least, in first two rotation turns of the season. A 27 flat ERA with a 4-plus whip. It's unbelievable. I know it's sample size, Evans, but he's absolutely gotten rocked so far to start of the season. The arrow can only go one direction, and that is up for him. But you look at the Arizona Diamondbacks, they're a team that has won 4 of the last 5 games against Colorado straight up, and they're 6-4 in their last 10 games at Coors Field, of course, stretching back the last couple of seasons. Arizona, a team as well. That is getting it done. I know they're not, on the right side of the ledger in terms of overall win-loss. They're just 4-6, and they are coming off the sweep there against the Atlanta Braves. But Colorado's been just so bad. And I know, too, as well, Freeland has not a great storied success against Ketel Marte. Marte, 17-45 lifetime versus him with a 462 on base percentage. Chances are he's going to reach base. Chances are maybe it's going to be Christian Walker. Maybe it's going to be Corbin Carroll. Somebody behind him is going to shoot one in the gap or over the fence and knock him. And he has scored a run in 8 of his first 10 games. So again, a recap on this SGP. Ketel Marte, one or more runs, Arizona to get the victory against the Rockies, +110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
You got to jump all over this, and here's part of the reason why, folks. You know the typical HRR, right? Hits plus runs plus RBI. Ketel Marte's for tonight is at 2.5. Okay?
Yeah. There's a lot of guys at 2.5.
There's a lot of that because they're expecting some runs. Now, I will say this. Kyle Freeland, for whatever reason, in part because he grew up here, pitches a little bit better at Coors Field than he does on the road. He always has. He's just got a comfort level here that he has at Coors. And yes, the sample size is in part because of that, 14-run inning that happened. So it's part of the reason that the numbers are inflated that they the way they are against Kyle Freeland. But, I mean, holy shit, Brad. I mean, the Rockies won over the weekend, and I didn't see that coming. I was just going to cruise along with like one win until maybe like May 10th or so. I just thought maybe that was how long it was going to take for them to get their second win of the season just because of how bad they are. But if there's a guy that is going to absolutely rake, like his Brad, I think his total base prop on the 1.5 is like -175. It's something that ridiculous for Ketel Marte. As a matter of fact, I can give you the early bonus time that I did if you're interested in it. I went in and put he and Christian Walker both to have at least two total bases. And if you do that at ESPN bet, it bumps up to +148. Ooh. That's pretty. But folks, that's wild to have two dudes at two total bases and you're still below $1.50. When it comes to the payday, that's nuts. That shows you what they expect to have happen. Brad already gave you the history of Marte against Freeland, and Christian Walker is not that far behind. Give me all the Ketel Marte tonight. Give me all the Christian Walker as well. So I like the way you did it here. I like Marte for a run. I like Walker for an RBI. Like, just load up on those two guys, because whether or not they get to Freeland won't matter. As soon as they get to the bullpen, it's T-ball at Coors Field tonight.
And take care of business, Zach Gallen, who's got a sub-3 ERA in his career in Colorado, believe it or not, and he started for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So let's cash in for all the Blue Moons with Ketel Marte and the D-backs to score the dub.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade at 5 countdown. Let's go to the NCAA Tournament Championship game between UConn and Purdue down there in Glendale, Arizona. And stupidly played and patently dumb, of course, at a football stadium. I absolutely hate it, especially with the sidelines and the Cavaliers specs and everything else. But I digress. On this SGP, and come with me. And what I am selling, Ling numero uno, give me UConn and win straight up on the money line. Give me Dominic Kling and Kling Kong to have at least 5 rebounds. Yeah, I can actually get that in the alt market. And then Ling numero tres, give me Zach Edey to have 12 or more boards. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, +145 at BetMGM. I think this is highly doable. UConn, I think, is going to win this sucker. They're far and away the better team, and they always just threw that kill shot after halftime. Now, can Purdue survive it? They certainly have the roster construct and the means to endure it, but I still think UConn is going to pull away late and score the victory there. So that's leg number one. Can Klinga get 5 more rebounds, botting up against a guy that's taller than him at 7'4"? And Zach Edey, I say, yeah, he can get this in the alt market. He has done this in 18 straight freaking games. Yes, I know Purdue was number 13 defensive rebounding percentage here in the month of March and early also April, but all I need are 5 orange squeezes and Klinga cashes in there. And then Zach Edey, 12 or more rebounds. He has done this, Lundy, in 7 of his last 8 games. He's averaging 15.4 boards per game this NCAA tournament. And here's a shocking stat for you. UConn, since March 1st, they're number 98 in defensive rebounding percentage. Yes, with Klingon on that roster. And the other key is that Zach Edey is getting like 35 plus minutes of tick. He may not sit this entire game unless he gets into foul trouble. So to recap, SGP, UConn moneyline, Klingon 5 or more boards, Edey 12 or more boards, +145 at BetMGM. Good sir. Later follow.
I will follow on this one, but here's what's interesting. Obviously, I can't bet on the player props here in Colorado. It's one of the things that we're not gonna do. But I will say this. I am shocked that Klingon's number will go as low as 5. I would have thought 6 would have been the floor. That's wild.
You know what the actual floor is? 4.
Oh, geez. That's crazy. His floor should not be that low. In my opinion, love this one. Very well put together. You're just rubbing my nose in it because I can't do it.
Oh, hey, let's keep on rubbing in the nose with another SGP coming up next.
Number two.
And here it is, as Lundy is blowing all the various toxins embedded in his nostrils.
There's a lot of mucus here in Denver. There's a lot of mucus.
Well, yeah, it's because you're watching Colorado Rockies baseball and wasting everybody's time. On this SGP numero dos on the Fade 5 Countdown, more player props than Lundy can't wager on in the great state of Colorado, but I can hear the ILL. Give me Tristan Newton, 5 or more assists. Give me Braden Smith, also 5 or more assists. And give me the game under 155.5. Unrelated markets. You mix and match them together. You can really jack up the juice, and that's what I did at plus 155 there at BetMGM. Braden Smith has been quite the distributor in this NCAA tournament. And Lundy, he has gotten at least 6 assists. All I needed is 5 in 10 straight games. All about that pick and roll action, of course, with him and Zach Edey, and just toss it up to the big 7'4" dude and him slamming it home. I think that's going to be a frequent play. Yes, even with Donovan Klingon going somewhat eye to eye with Edey in this game. And on top of that, too, you look at Tristan Newton, another guy that's been dishing the dimes. He has gotten 5 or more in 8 of his last 9 games. And here's a fun fact: on the entire season, Purdue, number 281 nationally in assists to field goals made defense. So Newton, I think, could actually double up this number, quite frankly. And all I need are 5. So Newton, 5 assists, Smith, 5 assists, and then the under 155.5 already outlined. I like the general under in this game. I grabbed it immediately when it opened at 147.5 about 48 hours ago, and that number has come tumbling down in the market. But in the alt market, you can still get it jacked up. This game's going to finish likely in the low 70s. Just stay away over time. And I think we're cashing this in. So on this SGP, Tristan Newton, 5 or more assists. Braden Smith, 5 or more assists. In the game under 155.5, the alt market, plus 155. Fives are wild, Lundy, at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
That's actually why I like this one. Forget all the logic you just did. Look at all those fives on the screen. Yeah. For those of you that are watching,
I got YouTube, 5 on it.
I got five, and then I got 155.5, and the odds are plus 155. Folks, I'm not kidding. Every now and then when I'm betting, like if I put together a parlay and it comes out to be like plus 333, I'm like, all right, well, now I have to, right? Because somehow the math came out, and I got, you know, 3 is the magic number according to De La Soul. So, you know, you put all that. I'm just saying, every now and then the numerology comes out, because God knows after this weekend, I need some sort of system to get me back in the black.
Lundy can't tail me on this, but if you want to make some nickels, follow me on this SGP.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get another SGP in. And this is my favorite play of the national title game, and one Lundy can actually lock and load there in the Centennial State. Another 3-legger SGP. Give me UConn on the money line. Give me Purdue. And this is real, folks. At BetMGM, the old spread market, you can get as high as 16.5. And then there's that under again. Of all the nickels, 155.5. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, plus 120 there at BetMGM. I think UConn's going to win this thing. I think it's going to be highly competitive. I think, honestly, it's going to be in the single digits. If you want to take Purdue down to like 10.5, to get even juicier and still go with the other legs, I would still back and recommend that. They're just a better team, frankly. And you look on paper, that really backs it up. Since March 1st, UConn, number 1 overall in Bartorvik. In terms of tempo, number 253 in that category. Purdue in a similar ranking as them. So this game is not going to be real high possession. I don't think they're going to be run up and down the floor, because, again, the roster constructs are very similar. It's just the execution and schematics of UConn are off the charts. They're number 24 since March 1st, are the Huskies EFG offense. Number 10 EFG defense, of course, generating a ton of second chance opportunities, 37.5% of the time. Meanwhile, I look at Purdue, the number 4 overall in Bartorvik, number 24 in EFG offense, and number 10 in EFG defense. Actually, that's the exact same ranking. I have my notes wrong. So they're actually very identical. That's all I got to say. I wrote the same numbers down for Purdue as I did for UConn. So throw all what I said out the window. It's an evenly matched affair. just look at the bigs, look at the guards, look at the lack of depth. I think it's going to finish like 73-70 Huskies, something like that. And we're going to live in the middle and rock and roll. I'm all confused. SGP, Huskies money line, Purdue plus 16.5, under 155.5. Lundy's probably like, get the hell out of here with this nonsense. Plus 120 at BetMGM. Fade or follow.
You're drunk.
I'm thinking about the eclipse. Marty, it's doing things to my brain.
You've already stared into the sun this morning, haven't you?
I did. I looked. I'm like, wait a minute. That's the exact same number.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the same numbers. But never mind. I'm just going to let you roll with that one. I like the way you built this one. Actually caught that you had done this on the spreadsheet over the weekend after the final was set, that you'd found a couple of ways to be able to play around with this particular game. I agree with you that UConn is the better team, but I do believe that Purdue can keep it close. And as you said, I might even be tempted to bring that down to Purdue at, like, say, I don't know, 13.5. I think obviously 17 is plenty. Could I see something maybe late? Maybe, but I think this is going to be a really close game. At least maybe there's part of me that's just hoping it's going to be a close game. Maybe that's what it is more than anything else, is that I'd like an expectation of a good championship game here on Monday. So let's cross our fingers and hope that it happens.
All right, I got a correction here on the fly. Purdue, since March 1st, number 40 EFG offense, number 41 EFG defense. UConn, over that same span, number 24 in EFG offense, number 10 in EFG defense. Corrections made! We're back in the good graces, probably not, of our listeners. So let's butter them up some more with some bonus time. Lundy, whether it's the national title game, the NBA is off today out of respect to the NCAA. Whether it's some other sport out there, maybe it's Major League Baseball, maybe you got your eye on pickleball, golf, soccer. I don't know, man. Just take the reins. What do you like?
Let me throw a handful out here. Let's go back to the ice. There's only two games on the frozen ponds this evening. Pittsburgh is in Toronto, and Vegas is up in Vancouver. Speaking in reverse, let's start with the late night in Vancouver with the Canucks. Give me Brock Besser to have an assist. You can get that one at plus 130. Part of the reason I'm leaning into that one is with the way this game could go. The last time these two teams played, there were 9 goals scored, 9 times. However, prior to that, it was 5, it was 4. There's not a lot of goals taking place. I do think we're going to see some scoring here this evening. I've seen the over-under sitting at 5.5. I'd be tempted to take the over in that one. But I think Besser winds up with an apple. And the other reason I like it, for him to have a point is way too juiced for me. It's at about minus 165. So let's go specifically into the assist market for him, and let's look for him to be able to cash that at a plus 130. But I do like him for a point, and I also like his line mate Quinn Hughes for a point. If you do that over at DraftKings, Besser and Hughes each for a point, that is plus 112 at DraftKings. Now going backwards up into Pittsburgh and Toronto, in the 16 games since Michael Bunting has joined the Pittsburgh Penguins at the trade deadline, in 16 games, he's got 13 points. He has definitely found himself a nice little home there with Sidney Crosby and company in Pittsburgh. So I say he's going to have a point again this evening. Why? Because it's plus 105. He's got 13 points in his 16 games with Pittsburgh. And by the way, he's got 6 points in his last 3 games. Dude's on fire right now, and they're going up against Toronto, and Toronto's at home, but that doesn't matter because there's nobody that knows how to give up home ice advantage faster than the Toronto Maple Leafs in the National Hockey League. So give me Michael Bunting to have a point tonight, not an assist, just a point. Again, plus 105. You can find that one at DK or over at ESPN Bet. Let me go back over to the baseball diamond. The only thing that was nice to me, Brad, over the weekend was stolen bases. So I already gave you Ronald Acuna, in part because I'm staring at this dude going, how the hell did you have 73 stolen bases last year and you've only got one, and now you got the gift of going up against the Mets? The other team that is a gift for us this evening, Brad, currently leading the major leagues in 2024 in stolen bases is Bryce Terang. You know who he's going up against? You know who he's going up against? Cincinnati has allowed the third most stolen bases so far this season with 12, and Terang has 7 so far this season. So you're talking about a dude that's just out there swiping, no swiping. He's taking the bases and running with them. And so that is a tasty, tasty matchup right there with the fact that he's got the Cincinnati Reds to be able to take advantage of. Elsewhere, the only other thing I want to throw out there, we kind of mentioned him earlier. I already gave you what I was talking about with Marte and Walker put together. I'm going to sprinkle something on Walker to go yard tonight as well. At DraftKings right now, he's plus 330. He's my favorite home run bet of the night on the docket. I love it. I think he's got a very, very favorable matchup. I kind of like the idea of Mookie Betts, so I may sprinkle something on Betts as well. But my hands down, my favorite home run bet for this Monday slate of MLB is Christian Walker at plus 330. And the weather here in Denver is nice. It was obviously that ridiculous windstorm that we had on Saturday. Yeah. It was wild, man. I wish I could describe it to you folks as on Saturday night, how much the wind was blowing here in Denver, but it was affecting the game as well. Everything's nice and calm now, should be, you know, about 60 degrees or so, and the sun's out. So I expect this one to be popping. I think the over under, by the way, is at 10.5. And if it is still sitting at 10.5, I would play the over. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day in Major League Baseball. Not that juicy, but I'm trying to get a winner here. A little simple three-legger in the matchup between the Miami Marlins and New York Yankees. Give me Brian De La Cruz there with just a hit. That's all I need. Give me Jesus Luzardo, two more walks. And give me Nestor Cortez. Not so nasty. I just need a walk. Plus 120 there at BetMGM. To give a little bit of a background, De La Cruz, a guy that does some damage against LHPs, and of course he's going against Cortez, who's exactly that, a southpaw, 6-for-18 lifetime against him. He hit 277 against LHPs last year, and you look at Cortez against right-handed hitters this season, he has given up a 314 batting average. He'll slap a single in the outfield if we hit that leg initially. Leg numero dos on Luzardo, two more walks. He's done this in back-to-back starts to begin the year, two exactly, as a matter of fact, and he's facing one of the most patient teams at the dish, whether it's Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo. Hey, it's me! They get a ton of free passes, the second most in terms of walks percentage. That's what the Yankees have with a young year at 12.1%. I think two walks is a foregone conclusion for Jesus. And then meanwhile, Cortez, I just need a single walk. Miami, a high contact team. Julie don't draw those free passes. Number 26 in base on ball percentage this year. But Cortez has issued two walks and two walks in his first two rotation turns against Arizona and Houston. And all I need is one. So to recap, De La Cruz a hit, Luzardo two more walks, and Cortez one or more free passes, plus 120 there at BetMGM. Going back to the national title game, again, I like Don McClingan in the MLP market at plus 190. You might want to sprinkle a little action too on Zach Edey, because if Purdue pulls this thing off, he's going to have a monster game, and it's like plus 210 right now, 220 for him to hoist the hardware. So you can bet on both and still profit in the end if you bet the same amount of cash, and that's a recommendation I would make in that particular market. Elsewhere, back to the diamond, Jose Altuve, give me the over 1.5 total bags of minus 105 at BetMGM. Going up against Andrew Haney, a guy that he has got 12 hits against in his career, 5 of the extra base Friday. It's a 324 batting average with a 910 OPS, and he's collected at least 2 bags in 5 of his first 10 games this year. So I like that one. Elsewhere, I also am digging in on the Christian Walker home run prop with Lundy. I grab it at plus 340 at BetMGM. And I also like Reese Olson of the Detroit Tigers, starting pitcher, over 2.5 walks at a minus 105 juice. He's taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Buccos have the fourth highest walk rate at 11.4% of any team in Major League Baseball this season. Olson, 3.18 walks per 9 already on the young year. 2.86 mark in that category last year. And a guy, too, whose call plus swinging strike percentage has fallen off considerably to begin the season. Had 2 walks, so fell just shy at his first start against the Mets. I think he issues 3 free passes, given the patience of the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, I am out of breath.
Can I give one more? I want to give one more just in case. If you're sitting on like a free, if you're sitting on a free bet, or if you're sitting on something that you can use as a bettor where it's no sweat, where you get your money back if it doesn't hit.
Yeah.
At DraftKings, it is plus 1,100 for this game to go to overtime.
Interesting.
And I just, that's one of those that when I get a free bet, I've told you guys on the pod before, I like to use that kind of thing. But it's plus 11, which is the highest, by the way. ESPN has it at plus 1,000. I think that's where FanDuel is as well. I'm just saying, with what Brad talked about, if Edie goes off and Purdue is in this game, we haven't seen a buzzer beater in this entire tournament. We haven't. There hasn't been a single buzzer beater this entire tournament. If something weird happens, I'm just saying plus 1,100 might be worth, like, I don't know, $5, free bet, something like that, just in case we knock the rust off of the buzzer beater and this turns into a hell of a game.
Hell yeah, get a bag if that is indeed the case. Don't stare at the sun. Do so responsibly. Hopefully have the protective eyewear at your disposal like I do. Enjoy the historic day if you are seeing full totality. Enjoy the historic action as well on the hardwood in college basketball, Major League Baseball, the NHL. We cover it all here on the pod. And go to thegamingjuice.com as well. Sign up for a free account right now. At thegamingjuice.com, Luddy's NHL picks and content lives there. Mine does every single day. I'm going to have a fresh multi-legger parlay, SGP, available in the national title game a little bit later today. You can read it absolutely free at thegamingjuice.com. And drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter, Lundy at Nate Lundy, me at Noisy Huevos. For the impeccable vision of Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Don't stare at the sun, you jackals!